Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
There is no so-called third way when it comes to human sexuality. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber. And Matt, Albert Mohler wrote an article saying that there is no third way. Southern Baptists face a moment of decision, and so will you, is the title of the article. Very well written about a church in California where Pastor Danny Cortez, the pastor there in a congregation in suburban Los Angeles, decided to affirm same-sex sexuality and same-sex relationships, and then hopes that other people will accept the fact that there is a so-called third way and that you can actually go down this road without any consequences. There is no third way. There is one way with regards to human sexuality.
Well, that's right. Human sexuality, a biblical human sexuality as God designed it, is appropriate only and ever within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman, a husband and wife. That is how God designed it. That's the clear throughout the Old and New Testament scriptural mandate for sexual morality. Anything outside of that is sexual immorality, homosexuality being one of the big ones in both the Old and the New Testament, clearly and unequivocally condemned as behavior, as sinful behavior. Unfortunately, Pastor Danny Cortez has said that he, quote, no longer believes what he used to believe, and that he, quote, I realized I no longer believed in the traditional teachings regarding homosexuality. And by traditional teachings, he means what the Bible clearly says.
Yeah, and he says that it's a radical shift, which obviously it is. It goes against his tradition and teachings. He also says that he cited Vineyard pastor Ken Wilson's book, A Letter to My Congregation, released earlier this year, who serves as a Vineyard church in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he described his embracing of same-sex relationships, who said that he has come to believe you can affirm same-sex behaviors and relationships, and the issue need not divide congregations or Christians. That's like saying that you can affirm sin and accept it and not divide congregations. Now, let's look at, for example, the book of Corinthians. In the book of Corinthians, the first book of Corinthians, you've got a member of that church in Corinth who's actually having sexual relations with his father's wife. Mm-hmm. So it's his stepmother, and he's having sexual relations, and he is exulting in how he's free, he's able to do that, and the congregation is happy for him because he is free and able to do that. And Paul says that's sinful. You need to deliver him over to Satan. Basically, what he's referring to in that passage, you need to excommunicate him. You need to take action against him. So they actually did. And they did do that. And then it comes back in the book of 2 Corinthians. As a result, this guy repented, saw that he was wrong. He stopped his sinful behavior. Yeah. And then Paul said, now you need to accept him back into the congregation, into fellowship. Paul didn't say, you know, we can all accept his behavior, and it doesn't need to divide us. He said it was wrong. You needed to take action on it. They did. And when the guy stopped doing that sinful behavior, they re-embraced him again.
Well, Matt, I feel for this pastor, Danny Cortez, because what led him to this decision, he says that his son came to him, his 15-year-old son came to him and said, quote, Dad, I'm gay. And he says, my heart skipped a beat, and I turned towards him, and we gave one another the biggest and longest hug, and we cried. And all I could tell him was that I loved him so much and that I accepted him just as he is. And you know what? That's fine. I think I would have reacted the same way. And I'm glad that he accepts his son just as he is. But because Christ accepts us unconditionally when we ask for repentance and we believe upon him. However, what this pastor has now done is affirm what his son does, the sexual sin. And that is where this father, this pastor of this son, is woefully wrong in that he actually is not only hurting his son potentially from a physical standpoint and encouraging him to continue to engage this self-destructive behavior, he may be helping to facilitate his son's eternal separation from God.
If you look at Jesus with the woman who was caught in adultery, that was a sexual sin. Jesus didn't say, now we need to just affirm that and not let it divide us. Let's all just accept her. He told her that her sins are forgiven, and then he said, go and sin no more. Stop committing adultery.
That's the model.
That's the model. And this here is a test for churches, pastors and churches. This is a test that's coming. It's here. And that is, what are you going to do with regards to human sexuality? We've had it with regards to abortion, but now we're talking about it in your face, same-sex relationships. It's one thing to accept the sinner, because we're all sinners, but it's another thing to condone the sin. We're all sinners, but that doesn't mean that you condone people in your congregation or in Christians committing adultery, that you condone people continuing to engage in murder, continuing to engage in other kinds of sin. Nor do you condone someone to engage in same-sex sexual relationships and behavior. This is a test for churches. And you know what? Matthew chapter 7 says that in those days there's going to be many that come to me and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and even do miracles in your name? And Jesus will say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. These are people who are parading in the Christian garb, but do not know the power and liberating freedom of Jesus Christ.
Well, and it's nonsensical for this pastor to say, he says, we wanted to, quote, instead become a third-way church. What it's unclear even what third way he's proposing, because he says basically it's an agree to disagree. But how do you agree to disagree on things that are clearly spelled out in Scripture as non-negotiable? I like to do the sexual sin replacement test. You know, take any other sexual sin and replace homosexual sin with that. Adultery. What if his son had come to him and said, Dad, I'm an adulterer, his married son, and he embraced his son and said, I love you just the way you are, and encouraged his son to continue in his adulterous affairs. Or what if he had said, Dad, I'm engaging in an incestuous relationship with my sister, and he embraced that sin and that incest and that. No, you don't do that. So why is it this particular sin that is, again, clearly identified as sin in the Bible? What is it about this sin?
There is no third way. I mean, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, I'm one of the ways. There's other ways. I am the way, the truth, and life. There is no third way. And sex is binary. There's not multiple sexualities. You are male and female. There is a proper role for sexual activity and an improper role for sexual activity. And the Scriptures are very clear on that, and history is very clear on that. There's no third way to this. For this church to go off the farm like this, I think is a warning for other churches and pastors. This is something that's coming your way. Now, Liberty Council has bylaws and other policies that we prepared because we've gotten requests from pastors and churches around the country to address these issues, such as, what do you do with someone who wants to use the opposite sex restroom? What do you do when they want you to perform a service or use your facility? You can call Liberty Council or go to Liberty Council's website and send us an email for more information on that and other material. You can go to lc.org. Again, that website is lc.org, lc.org. You can ask for some of the policies and bylaws that will help protect churches on this issue of gender identity, sexual orientation, and also the consequences of same-sex marriage, because religious freedom will be certainly colliding with these issues. We must not compromise on these important things. These are non-compromisable, non-negotiables within the Christian faith. There's a lot of things that you can have as agreed to disagree, but this is not one of them. This is a clear violation of biblical sexuality to engage in same-sex relationships. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can ask for the book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. Also, Judith Reisman's Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, and also her other book, Sexual Sabotage, all of which can be obtained at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.